1998 Reunion. The 1996 reunion was well underway when the Forest Service announced that they were closing the forests due to the drought conditions. So twice in 6 years we had to cancel our reunion. But it just made us more determined to make the 1998 reunion bigger and better, as we would be celebrating the 50th anniversary of reunions at the homestead. The reunion chairman was Joyce Packard, and of course her husband, Dan, and her extended family. Three vice chairmen also served: Rita Lyon, Barry Whiting, and Chris Holliday. A beautiful homestead family reunion commemorative afghan was designed. One of Ellen Simper's paintings of the homestead was reproduced in a print, and was matted for all to have. Another quilt was also made and raffled. In keeping with the mission statement that was created for the 1994 reunion, which says to fortify the Whiting family against the evils of the world and preserve the sacredness of the homestead, we had a dedication service on Sunday, and Jay Whiting dedicated or perhaps rededicated the homestead. We had more improvements to the homestead facilities. We have a new water system, new roads with cinders no less, and an expanded children's play area. Joyce L. Cooper's Burma shave signs were reproduced and welcomed the family as they arrived at the homestead. We also had a new missionary map, which is kept current by David and Marion Whiting. Suzanne Labram, who is a professional clown, entertained the adults as well as the children. What a talent she had! We also has all the usual traditional games, activities, and dances. The Whiting Heritage Collection in Fallbase Project, which was launched in 1996, was ready to distribute its preliminary version. This was a mammoth project. Many, many family members have contributed histories, writings, and pictures to the collection. The Friday night program was a slideshow of a history of the reunions for the past 50 years. This was a marvelous show that was the result of many cousins working together. A book was also published on the history of the reunions. For the Saturday night program, the 1994 pageant was rewritten, renamed, and directed by Steve and Didi Abarua. It was called Stitching the Patchwork of Love. Through song and drama, the story of Edwin and Mariah and the homestead was told. Before the pageant, we had a quilt show displaying family quilts, many of which had been made by Anna Mariah Whiting. We even had a quilt made by Anna Mariah's mother, Martha Clemenson Isaacson, which was donated by Joyce L. Cooper and raffled off. I don't know how it happens, but each succeeding reunion just always seems to be the best. Whether 1998 was the best or not, it was definitely the biggest, with 848 people attending.